This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today. All this week, we've been exploring the effort to make the far southeastern corner of the state a vibrant, thriving economy, whether places such as Kenosha and Racine are truly part of a larger megalopolis or are able to maintain their distinct identities. Yesterday on the show, we began a conversation about the roles arts and culture serve in both strengthening and potentially helping transform local economies. But we live in a mobile culture, and so local arts institutions are competing for the attention of patrons who can just hop into their cars and drive to Milwaukee or Chicago. So how do they survive or even thrive? Bruce Pepich thinks part of the answer lies in finding the right niche. Pepich is the executive director and curator at the Racine Art Museum. He tells Lake Effect Bonnie North about the specific challenges his institution faces.
Well, Racine's a really interesting place to program for because the people who live there live under the media umbrella of both Chicago and Milwaukee with television, newspapers, etc. And we have a very sophisticated audience, even though it has a tradition of a blue-collar community. I think probably the biggest challenge to any of us working in smaller cities is scale. It seems when you get into larger urban areas like Milwaukee, like Chicago, you have more concentrations of wealth and available wealth to support programs. There are more taxpayers. There are more viable neighborhoods that can keep things going. You've got a more diversified economy. So when you have a recession like we have now, it isn't quite the same issue. We have had a fairly high rate of unemployment for a long period of time. I think for the last 11 years, we were the highest on the state list of unemployment levels in urban areas. And I often say to people, we don't manufacture as much as we used to, but what we're manufacturing a lot of right now are day trips for people from Milwaukee and the Chicago area.
That's interesting. So people are going to Racine rather than coming from Racine to, say, Chicago or Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. I will prefix this by saying I'm an urban planner and I'm not a historian, but I have been on the staff of that museum and living in Racine for our starting 36 years now, so I have seen some changes take place. And I remember we were constantly programming and saying, well, we're going to lose this part of our audience to drive down to Chicago to see something or other, but we've really put the shoe on the other foot, in our case, by creating a focus in contemporary crafts that is not duplicated within the Chicago-Milwaukee corridor, creating both a programming niche and a marketing niche for the museum. So everything is sort of fits right and I think was a good philosophical, cultural, and business decision.
Do you have to make it more accessible, do you think, to make it to make people make that trip to Racine? Or what do you have to do to get people to make that drive? Because, again, I think a lot of people who live in Milwaukee and Chicago would think just the opposite, that people from Racine would be coming here or would be going to Chicago.
I think there's a very different audience in Milwaukee and a very different audience in Chicago. We had a certain image in Milwaukee that is sort of established that is no longer true. The anecdotal information we're getting from our Chicago guests is they're used to coming to Milwaukee just like New Yorkers go to Philadelphia. They want something different. They want it close. They want a wonderful experience. They've never gotten off the expressway. When they come to Racine, it's sort of like, I didn't know this was here all these years.
Do you find that your location has played a detrimental role or a positive role or any role at all? You know, that, you know, you have to get off the interstate and you have to know you're there.
Well, downtown Racine, I think I would say the one detriment it has is we are 9 miles east of I-94. While the interstate comes through downtown Milwaukee and while it seems to be closer to a lot of the developments in Kenosha, you do have to travel for a bit to get to us. And right now we're bringing, I think it's 74%, our last visitor survey, 74% of the people who came to see exhibits at RAM came from outside Racine County, 44% came from outside the state. So I think we are beginning to function as a gatekeeper at the edge of the southeastern corner of the state. And I think in some ways we may be helping, for example, the Milwaukee Art Museum visits from northern Illinois, because now there's two reasons to come up over the state line to do visual things. And on a Thursday, you can make a long day of it. Mm-hmm. when they're open in the evening.
Exactly, exactly. So do you consider, say, the Milwaukee Art Museum a competitor or somebody that you're in collaboration with because your collections are so different, your missions are so different?
It's much better, I think, to think in terms of collaborations and how can we work together in ways that benefit both of us. For example, we're getting ready to open up a Frank Lloyd Wright show for the summer. MAM has been running one since the beginning of the year. We've been offering free admission to both museums' members at each other's institutions during the time period of the show in Milwaukee. And we haven't crunched our numbers yet, but we know anecdotally we've had a lot of Milwaukee people down, many of them who said it's been their first visit. And I hope we're doing the same thing with the Racine audience and sending them up to Milwaukee. It's only good for all of us, I think. We talk a lot about vacation in your own backyard.
What about support to local artists? How important is it for an institution like RAM to support Racine artists or, say, Racine area artists?
Well, it's been a long and dedicated part of our history. RAM dates back to the Worcester Museum of Fine Arts, which opened up in Racine in 1941. And the first exhibition that museum had was a contemporary exhibition of Wisconsin artists, Wisconsin painters. We've hosted the Watercolor Wisconsin competition since 1966. A statewide photography competition is held there every 3 years. It's very important to us to simultaneously serve the local artist, but also bringing in work created by artists from the outside to show them what else is going on in the field. And we're doing some interesting projects with our local artists. For example, on June 4th at the Wisdom campus, we're opening up our triennial Racine and Vicinity show, which is open to artists living in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties who are, I believe it's 18 years of age or older, and we had 575 objects submitted in person to that competition, and we're really excited about that. It's one of the largest responses we've received from the artist community, so that tells us something positive and makes us enthused about what we're doing as an institution. And we'll be announcing formally via the mail as of early July that we are beginning to offer a biennial Artist Fellowship at RAM. It's sponsored by the Osborne and Skekic Family Foundation. They have been sponsoring Free First Fridays at RAM for the past 6 years, and they came to us with the proposal that they wanted to offer four $2,500 scholarships every other year to artists to be awarded competitively, eligibility in all media. Deadlines for this fellowship are the end of December of 2011, and we'll be announcing this in spring. You also receive a solo exhibition at the Worcester Museum about a year and a half after the award of the fellowship funds, which can be used in any way you choose. And we'll be printing publishing a color booklet on the four artists. And we're hoping that one of the things I know that the Osborne and Skekic family are very, very interested in renovating and supporting urban areas, and they truly believe that no one's going to move to an area at the chance of receiving $2,500 once every 2 years, but that strengthening the visual arts community and making the city's artist-friendly will establish a core for smaller urban areas like Racine that will make them more secure but also more exciting places that will attract people.
It's almost like it makes Racine and Kenosha a place that has its own artistic stamp, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I think it is. I think we all thought, oh, Megalopolis, it was going to be one big urban-suburban mush between the south side of Chicago and Mequon. Well, I think we're seeing Milwaukee approach the south and Chicago approach the north, and they're going to meet somewhere in Racine County. I think what you want is you want Chicago, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee to connect in ways that benefit the people. But at the same time, I think each city has a wonderful, unique personal history, and you want to keep the qualities and attributes of those urban areas as distinct and intact as possible. So I think what's exciting about this is to sort of take all the cultural attributes of each of these communities and highlight them, because that's where the communities really express themselves as entities, and then let them work closely together and let those borders brush up against each other. I mean, we have no idea what will happen if and when the metro line is ever connected from the state line up to Milwaukee. And I think that could really change the way we live. But I think we really want to keep some of the attributes of our communities sort of up there in front of us.
You still, as you say, want to keep those things that make Racine, Racine.
It's very, very important to me, because otherwise it just becomes this concrete kind of Disneyfied strip mall after strip mall after strip mall, which is what you think of when you think of a lot of suburban areas in the country. And we have very, very interesting histories in Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. And I think you want those stories still to be told. And the quality of the artistic talent in these communities is extremely strong and viable.
What do you think, for getting back to the Racine Art Museum, what do you think the reasonable expectations for growth can be for the art museum? What are you looking to branch into and to be, say, in 20 years?
Well, it's funny. We just did a planning session with our board where we looked at the next 5 and then 10 out after that. In the short to long term, we'll be looking at renovating a little bit more space in the building, or maybe adding something on down the road in the next 15 to 20 years that will give a longer visit and more material out to be displayed. The permanent collection has doubled in the 8 years since we've opened RAM in 2003, and I see that growth continuing. The donors are thrilled to see the works that they give us being utilized. I think we'll probably become one of the way stations that's recording what's going on in craft media and how it's used to make functional objects, how it's used to make sculptural statements, how it's being played with by people with painting and sculpture backgrounds, etc. Those are ancient media, but for them to be used by artists and artistic statements is a relatively recent historical development. What I find interesting is it also relates to Racine's history, either on the factory floor or on the farms. People there made things with their hands. And so what we're collecting and exhibiting really clicks in with what the local audience, I think, appreciates from their experiences in their families and for the past couple of generations.
Well, Bruce Pepich, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. I appreciate it, and best of luck with the Frank Lloyd Wright exhibit.
Thank you.
Bruce Pepich is the executive director and curator of collections at the Racine Art Museum. He was recently awarded the Wisconsin Visual Art Lifetime Achievement Award for his 37 years at the museum. He spoke with Bonnie North as part of our series called Project Milwaukee Southern Connections. Our look at where arts and culture falls in regional growth continues after a break, with the place of performing art in the suburbs. This is Lake Effect on WUWM.